This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 people in Wisconsin. This week, as we approach the end of the year, WPR is profiling some of the people we lost. Today, Bram Sablesmith tells us about Dwayne Bark, who died in October.
Dwayne Bark was nearly late for his wedding. He went out golfing that morning with the minister, and they left the course later than intended. When Pam, the bride-to-be, showed up at the church to drop off her dress, the door was locked because the minister had the key.
And I'll never forget when I was beating at the door, they were whisking around to open the church up so I could get in because even the minister was running late. So we laugh about that.
There were many laughs over the next 38 years. Dwayne was a joker with a knack for cutting tension, a useful skill for an educator and football coach, two of the great passions of Dwayne's life. As his mom, Jill Bark, remembers, their roots go back to the day he entered the world.
His very, very, very first gift when he was born was a football.
It was a gift from a family friend who misspelled Dwayne's name on the ball and had to run to the store to buy shoe polish to add an E. Dwayne continued that tradition when his own children were born, but with better spelling. His sons Bradley and Brian each got a football, and daughter Brittany got a volleyball. Football practices were a family affair for all of the Bark children, even before they were old enough to suit up themselves. Brian, the middle child, was always the water boy. One time he was picking up water bottles at practice when the whistle blew, and a stampede of high schoolers ran him over.
I remember realizing all of a sudden I was in my dad's hands, and he was just looking down at me saying, "Brian, this will be all right. You're not hurt. You're going to be fine."
Brian says that's the kind of guy his dad was for everybody, always there to pick you up when you needed it most. By the time the pandemic hit, Dwayne was the superintendent in Marquesan, leading that community through these unprecedented and scary times. He recorded this video message for the families of the students.
"If you have a need, please reach out to us, even if it's a personal need. If you have a situation that you need to talk to somebody or you need something, please, please call us."
Dwayne caught COVID this summer from a family friend who tested negative before coming over for a visit. Everyone in the house got sick: Dwayne, Brittany, Pam, and Pam's mother. Dwayne went to the hospital on July 23rd, his 61st birthday. By August, he was placed in a medically induced coma and hooked up to a ventilator. Bradley, the oldest son, says it was surreal.
"This is our hero. This is our mentor. This is our coach. This is our dad that is laying in there with a tube down his throat just to help him breathe."
Dwayne fought for months, but by October, it was clear he was dying. His family gathered around his hospital bed one last time. Bradley read Bible verses of comfort. When he finished the Lord's Prayer,
"Dad opened up his eyes, wide as could be, looking up at the ceiling of the hospital room, tears coming out of his eyes, and he flatlined at that point."
2 months later, Dwayne's father, Doug, also died from COVID. It's been a trying time for the Bark family. Pam says some days it still feels like she's waiting for Dwayne to come back home.
"My mind tells me, with my faith, I know where he's at. You know, I know he's in heaven. My heart just hasn't caught up to it yet."
Dwayne Bark was nearly late for his wedding because he was golfing with the minister. 38 years later, it still gets a laugh. But it was also an omen for the life Dwayne built, a life full of sports, faith, and family. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.